G'day everyone, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel in Harrington and also 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula in Tasmania. I've got a show planned for you this afternoon, listeners. Got a few requests on the pad as well. Now, if you do want to hear anything special, the way you contact me is through Facebook. Follow me on All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Message me your songs, and I would be only too happy to put them in the program. Also, give you a big shout-out from whatever town you're in. If you've got any shout-outs you'd like to leave us, just let me know, okay? So that's All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Now, don't forget, from 4 o'clock this afternoon, folks, and also now live on 97.7 FM. They're taking the show live now on Sundays, Aussie Flashbacks. Now, any genre, anything at all, as long as it's Aussie, and there's no explicit lyrics, and I will play it for you. And the same way you get that done, you message me through All Aussie Radio on Facebook, and just tell us your name, what state or what town you're from, and of course, what song you'd like to hear, and you can become part of the All Aussie Radio family. I'm going to kick the show off with a classic. This one's made famous by Slim Dusty, alrighty, and it's an oldie but a goodie, but it's a great way to start the show. G'day, g'day everyone. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon with us.
G'day, g'day. How you going? What do you know? We'll strike a light. G'day, g'day. And how you going? Just say g'day, 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 and you'll be right. Isn't it great to be an Aussie, taking a walk along the street, looking in shops or buying a paper, stopping and having a yarn with people that you meet down at the pub or at a party. Whenever you're stuck for what to say, if you want to be dinky die, why don't you give it a try? Look 'em right in the eye and say good day. Good day, good day. How you going? What do you know? Well, strike a light. Good day, good day. And how you going? Just say good day, good day, good day, and you'll be right. Now, when Italians meet, they all go crazy. The blokes all like to hug each other too. The Yanks invented hi and see you later, while the pommy will shake your hand and say, how do you do? Now watch out for a Frenchman or he'll kiss you. The Spaniards go for ola and ole, but in the land of the cockatoo, cock hats and the didgeridoo. When you meet an Aussie, 10 to 1, here's what he'll say. G'day, g'day. How you going? What do you know? We'll strike a light. G'day, g'day. And how you going? Just say g'day, 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 and you'll be right. It's a greeting that you'll hear across Australia, from Geraldton to Gove and Gundagai. It's as dinkum as the dingo and the dahlia, and you spell it with a G apostrophe, a D-A-Y. Good day, good day. How you going? What do you know? We'll strike a light. Good day, good day. And how you going? Just say good day, good day, good day, and you'll be right.
Good day, good day.
And how you going? What do you know? We'll strike a light. Good day, good day. And how you going? Just say good day, good day, good day. Just say good day, good day, good day, and she'll be right.
There you go, listeners. G'day, 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 and she'll be right. What a way to start the program. Corner Country is the name of the show. My name is Phil C, and this is allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 87.6, 24/7 channel, Backwater Country, it's called 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 country music, and also now being aired on 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula there in Tasmania. Now, they're also taking my Aussie Flashback show live today, folks. Okay, it's the first for Tasmania. You're going to be hearing me live on 97.7. So a big shout out to all the Tasmanian people. Now, I'm going to play you a song. I've got a couple of requests on the pad also, okay? Just to let you know, if you do want to request, the way you request is through Facebook. Just message me on All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Follow me on that. Send me a message there. Tell me your name, the suburb you're from or the state, and the song you'd like to hear. If you've got any shout-outs or anything special you'd like me to let people know about, just let me know that way, okay? So that's All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Now, I'm going to play you a song, and this one is by Johnny Williamson. The album is called Mates on the Road, and the one I've selected for you is a number called Hawkesbury River Lovin'. Now, the Mates on the Road, of course, it's not only Johnny Williamson, it's also his good mate Pixie Jenkins, and another mate of his too, okay? Let's just play the track, eh, and stop talking,
Thank
Phil.
You. Well, Pixie and I go back a fair way.
You don't tell them how long.
We go back actually to another song about another wonderful river. And I actually met Pix in the studio when we recorded this one. Houseboat in the sun, can't hear the city humming, and I'm feeling good with a belly full of oysters and some white wine on the ice. I've got that laid out a loving feeling. It's really nice, what I call Hawkesbury River loving, good Aussie wine. Working hard at being lazy, no bait on the line. My kind of paradise, a river honeymoon. Just laying with my lady on a houseboat in the sun. Well, I know I should be out there searching for a job. I could try a pick and shovel, but what the hell? Why can't I be born again and come back as a swan? Head up north for the winter and back again to find some Hawkesbury River loving, good Aussie wine. Working hard at being late, no bait on the line. My kind of paradise, a river honeymoon. Just lay over my lady on a houseboat in the sun. You don't mind if I say I love you, as long as we can stay around for more of what I call Hawkesbury River loving, good Aussie wine. Working hard at being lazy, no bait on the line. My kind of paradise, a river honeymoon. Just lay over my lady on a houseboat in the sun. Ooh, lay over my lady on a houseboat in the sun. Ooh.
There we go, folks. That is Johnny Williamson and Warren H. Williams and, of course, Pixie Jenkins on fiddle, one of Australia's finest fiddle players. Okay, lives in Tamworth now and had the pleasure of chatting with Pixie about halfway through last year and was actually intending to go to Tamworth this year but just couldn't fit it in. And I did say to Pix, I can't find anywhere to stay. And he said, you can stay with me, my man. So thank you so much for the invite, Pixie. And next year, okay? Next year for sure. All right, we're continuing on with the music. I'm going to play one now by Beck Hance. And then straight after this, I've got a request for Karen. Now, Beck Hance, I had the pleasure of meeting her at Music in the Mulga, which is a fabulous country music festival on the Wandilla Station, just the other side of Yulo, which is just the other side of Cunnamulla. Now, I'm going to be going out there again this year, okay, because it's the last year that we'll be, well, we're not sure yet. Wandilla Station, the people that used to own Wandilla, they've sold Wandilla Station, okay, Carmel Morant and her husband David, but they are still putting the festival on there, so it may not be the last year for Wandilla, okay. We were all thinking, oh my goodness, no more David and Carmel, that's the end of the festival, but they've managed to make it happen this year. And I guess depending upon numbers, okay, and I'll be out there and I'll be promoting that. So I guess if it goes really, really well, the new owners may decide to just keep it there because it is a sensational festival. Now, anyway, as I said, I met this beautiful lady, Beck Hance, and her husband, Peter, a couple of years ago. She's got this sensational song that always gets requested, okay? It's a number all about R.M. Williams' Boots. Beck Hance, people.
Something I've noticed moving around is that country clothing's coming to town, and these city folk in their urban pursuits are wearing R.M. Williams boots. Bought them out in the bush, they wouldn't know what to do. Well, they'll die of fright if a cow went moo, but they're staying in touch with their pioneer roots wearing R.M. Williams boots. One piece of leather with a seam in the back, you can have them in brown, you can have them in black. Feel like you're living in the far out back in your R.M. Williams boots. Wear them. Number crunches, admin too for doing the lunches, and computer types can't compute without their R.M. Williams boots. Gamblers wear them in casinos, yuppies wear them sipping finos, and Paddington ladies who drink cappuccino wear R.M. Williams boots. One piece of leather with a seam in the back, you can have them in brown, you can have them in black. Feel like you're living in the far out back in your R.M. Williams boots. Defending a robber in his wig and gown and all of that clobber, and they put up an argument they couldn't refute in their R.M. Williams boots. Well, the judge heard the verdict and slammed down the hammer. He said, I can't send this man to the slammer. He's as guilty of sin, but I don't give a hoot. He wears R.M. Williams boots. One piece of leather with a seam in the back. You can have them in brown, you can have them in black. Feel like you're living in the far out back in your R.M. Williams boots. Psychiatrists wear them, merchant bankers, stockbrokers too, and all those they punce around like a bunch of galoots in their R.M. Williams boots. Brain surgeons wear them, hacking out tumours, zoo attendants wear them for feeding the pumas, and I've actually heard that you can wear them for riding a horse. But that's got to be a bloody rumour. In your R.M. Williams boots. One piece of leather with a seam in the back, you can have them in brown, you can have them in black. Feel like you're living in the far out back in your R.M. Williams boots. One piece of leather with a seam in the back, you can have them in brown, you can have them in black. Feel like you're living in the far out back in your R.M. Williams boots.
Oh, there we go, folks. That's Beck Hance. What a fabulous entertainer she is. A beautiful lady, her and her husband, Peter. And last year, she was there with her young daughter, who quite often likes to hog the stage with a microphone, okay? She sings a song with her mum called Canola. Now, last year she was quite heavily pregnant, and now she's got a new bub, which I can't actually wait to meet until we get out there this year. I'm going to continue with the music now. Enough of me babbling. This is a request going out to Karen. Karen's from Penrith. Now, if you do want to hear anything special, the way you get it done is you message me on All Aussie Radio on Facebook, and I can include your songs into the program. Simple. All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Send me a message on that, and I will be only too happy to play the song for you. Now, the song I'm playing for Karen is a number called The Biggest Disappointment. Now, it was written by Joy McKean and made famous by her husband, Slim Dusty. Now, it's been covered by artists including Missy Higgins, Troy Cassadaly, Becky Cole, Gina Jeffries. Now, the song, or the version, I should say, that Karen has asked me for of this particular song, The Biggest Disappointment, is by Troy Cassadaly and Slim Dusty. Thanks for connecting, Karen. Enjoy the song.
I had my future wrapped up in a parcel. No one even thought of asking me. The day I turned 15, I caught the mail train to find what else might be in life for me. I rode on trucks and trains and lived on nothing. Served me right for wanting to be free. Ah, well, that's the way society looked at it. But it didn't seem to be that way to me. And the biggest disappointment in the family was me. The only twisted branch upon our good old family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in the world was me. A lot more dinner times than there were dinners. I learned a lot that hurt me at the time. And this quiet country boy went home a different man, with a memory of distance on my mind. Hey. And I always spoke too loud and laughed too often. Maybe drank too many glasses down. Oh. And perhaps my clothes were older than I realized. A relief to all concerned when I left town.
I got the truth.
Biggest disappointment in the family was me. The only twisted branch upon our good old family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in the world was me. Yeah. And the biggest disappointment in the family was me. The only twisted branch upon our good old family tree. I just couldn't be the person they expected me to be. And the biggest disappointment in the world was me.
Get on your throat. There we go, folks. That is Slim Dusty, Troy Cassadaly, The Biggest Disappointment. What a fabulous song, folks. I'm having so much fun playing you all this great country music. Got some country festivals to attend this year, and also just received a brand new album from Rob Breeze. It's called A Cowboy's Concerto. Now, I did an interview with him about two, three weeks ago in relation to this album before it came out, and he posted it to me the other day. Going to be running a competition, so some lucky winner's going to get to win a copy of that brand new album by him. I'm going to do that in the next couple of weeks. The album's called Cowboy's Concerto. We're going to get Rob back on the phone, and he's going to talk us through the album track by track. I'm going to play the single from that album a little bit later on in the show. It is absolutely sensational. It's called A Passing of a Bushman. We're going to play that a little bit later on in the show. Now, before that happens, though, I'm going to play a song now by Lee Kernaghan. This is my most favourite of Lee's songs, okay? It's on an album called Beautiful Noise, and he wrote this song when he met Slim. The only reason why I'm keeping it going is we started with Slim. We had a request for Slim and Troy, so why not play a song all about Slim? Now, listen to the lyrics, folks. It's called Flying with a King.
Flying with a King. It was answered 6:03. He sits down next to me. We were flying out across the Great Divide, bound for WA. He shook my hand and said g'day. There I was, Slim Dusty by my side. I was flying with the king, riding on the wind, a small town boy from nowhere, my head up in the clouds. All the times I heard him play, and here I was today. I was flying, I was flying with the king. Be riding slow, 30,000 feet below, way down there around a fire of Gitche coal. The desert stretching on, home to countless dusty songs. He was a man who walked a country mile. I was flying with the king, riding on the wind, a small town boy from nowhere, my head up in the clouds. All the times I heard him play, and here I was today. I was flying with the king. Touchdown, he smiled and said, I'll see you around. There was so much more to say, but he was gone. And now he's gone. I was flying with the king, riding on the wind, a small town boy from nowhere, my head up in the clouds. And all the times I flying with the king.
And that's it, folks. Flying with the King. That is Lee Kernaghan from his Beautiful Noise album. Continuing on now with the music, my name is Phil C. If you've just joined us, we're almost halfway through the program. It's called Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country and 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula there in Tasmania. Now, don't forget, if you do want to hear any songs in particular, they've got to be Aussie though, because we're all Aussie radio, yeah? Just message me through Facebook on All Aussie Radio. Just go to All Aussie Radio on Facebook and send me a message via that. And if you want to hear anything special, as long as it's Aussie, I'm going to play it for you and message your name and the town or the state you're from, and become part of the Aussie Flashback family. I'm continuing on with the music, though, because I've only got 36 minutes to go. Let's talk and more music. The song I'm going to play for you now is a number by Adam Brand, and the song is called Spirits of the Bush.
He's staring down the barrel of another desperate day, pulls on his boots. He can't walk away. He's running on empty. He's knocked about and bent, but he'll still be standing when the river runs again. Is the spirit in the rock or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground?
Is it Waltzing Matilda or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush?
She stares at empty cupboards just like the day before. It's been so long and she can't take it anymore.
But she digs a little deeper and somehow finds the strength.
She keeps believing there'll be better days ahead.
Is the spirit in the rock or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground? Is it Waltzing Matilda or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush?
Was it there when young Ned Kelly stood up for those oppressed? Or when the brave young Anzacs put their courage to the test?
Or is it out there with the battler when he gives it one last try?
It's through the darkest moments you see the spirit shine.
Is the spirit in the rock or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground? Is it Waltzing Matilda or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the spirit in the rock or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground?
Oh, there we go, folks. Spirit of the Bush. Lee Kernaghan and Adam Brand on that one, folks. We're playing a request now. This one's going out to Amanda, and she is from Albury. She's asked me for a track by Graham Connors, and the song she's asked me for is a number called Let the Cane Fields Burn. Thanks for connecting, Amanda, and supporting Australian country music.
Thank you. There's a photo of my parents taken in between wars, in London, Rome, or Paris, I don't know for sure. But it hangs there in the hallway, and there's one for every year. Fortunes made and fortunes paid for champagne souvenirs. So let the cane fields burn, let the flames rise, let the politicians and the bankers in the city look up in wonder at the glowing skies. Let the cane fields burn, let me feel no settle all their claims. Let the auctioneer open with a price for charred remains. And let the cane fields burn, let the flames rise, let the politicians and the bankers in the city look up.
That's Graham Connors. What a sensational singer. Fantastic lyricist. Good choice, Amanda. Amanda from Albury, she asked me for that one. I'm going to play a song now by Hayley Jensen. Alrighty, this is her latest single. It's a number called Welcome Back, Summer.
And bees buzzing like a high on a Friday night. It's the sweetest thing. A little lemon and salt goes with tequila. Red wine goes down better in the winter around the fireside. Yeah, it's all right. But I just can't wait to welcome back summer.
Song.
summer. Parties on the beach. Oh, Lord knows I miss my tan lines. Sand beneath my feet. So welcome back, summer. And whinging about the heat. You'll find me here with an ice cold beer. So cheers to you and me. And welcome back, summer.
There we go. That is Hayley Jensen's new single, Welcome Back, Summer. We're continuing on with the music. 24 minutes to go before I hang up the headphones from this one. Don't forget, from 3 till 4, we have Roman Oz, the travel show where we take you on location. And then from 4 till 7, Aussie Flashbacks. Okay, now this is where you, the listeners, get to program the program. By that I mean sending in all your requests via Facebook, All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Send in your requests. Tell me where you're from, what you'd like to hear, and I'll play it for you. Any genre. Doesn't matter what it is, rock, pop, blues, country, anything. As long as it's Aussie and there's no explicit lyrics, I will play it for you, okay? And also, a big shout-out to 97.7 Tasman FM, now taking the show live on Sundays from 4 p.m. And also, big shout-out to 87.6 Backwater Country for now syndicating this particular program, Corner Country. We're continuing on with the music. I'm going to play you a song now from Living the Dream album by the Wolf Brothers. And the song we've got up for you now is a number called All in Good Time.
When I walked over, you were thinking I had one thing in mind. Bet you were waiting on that watching name, watch you drink now. Well, here it comes. The moment that I saw you, I could tell that you were one of a kind. So fine. I hear a snare crack with a little hi-hat. Bring on the finger snaps, kick and make it clap. You got me doing that. All in good time. Baby, we got all night, all night. All in good time. Something about you feels right. Just right, come on and take a ride down that little long gravel avenue road. Flying with the eagles and rolling with the stones. All in good time. All in good time. Well, you're moving me to your beat, you're hard to resist. But I'm down with patient, cool with waiting for that kiss from your lips. Here it is. I hear a snare crack with a little hi-hat. Bring on the finger snaps, kick and make it clap. You got me doing that. All in good time. Baby, we got all night, all night. All in good time. Something about you feels right, just right. Little hi-hat, bring on the finger snaps, kick and make it clap. You got me doing that. All in good time. Baby, we got all night, all night. All in good time. Something about you feels right, just right. Come on, take a ride down that little long gravel avenue road. Time.
There we go, folks. Wolf Brothers, All in Good Time, from the album Living the Dream. Continuing on now with the music, I'm going to play you one now by Brooke Schubert. And the song is called Stronger. Straight after this, we got a new song by Rob Breeze.
One foot in front of the other is all that I know to do. Sit here and complain or walk out in the rain. I know what I would rather do. 'Cause even on my darkest days I can still see the clouds of silver lining. I'm beautifully broken, there's magic in all.
There we go, folks. That is Stronger, Brooke Schubert. What a sensational singer she is. I had the pleasure of meeting that beautiful lady at the Texas Country Music Festival. And, wow, 110% of effort that girl puts in her performances. That is for sure. I'm going to play a song now. Now, this is a song from Bobby Breeze's brand new album, A Cowboy's Concerto. Now, I spoke to Bob about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we spoke about the album. It wasn't out then. We played a couple of songs he sent me in advance, and he's now sent me his brand new album, okay? So in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, when I get back from New Zealand, I'm going to try and get Bob on the phones and talk through the entire album track by track. So the favourite of mine on this album, okay, and it's a single that he had out a little while ago. It's a number called A Passing of a Bushman. And straight after that, I've got to send out a request to Mick from Carlton in Tasmania.
Thank you. fight. Rabbit stew and damper, menu for the night. The gently flowing water and the whisper of the breeze keeps rhythm with the warble of the birds up in the trees. Majestic glowing sunsets holds his gaze up towards the skies. Soft and fluent picture can keep one mesmerized. The years of toil and dust and sweat he wipes upon his brow. A picture perfect resting place waits upon him now. If I could walk for a minute in his shoes, I would learn more about life than reading any news. And the one thing that is sure is each sunrise, with the passing of a bushman, another tall gum cries. Those tales of famous men who sailed the oceans high, kings who reigned in ancient times and heroes from the sky. But the great Australian bushman with the spirit of the land, that's who I'd rather be, a true blue Superman. Shoulder to shoulder, always there, lend a hand. Coastline to the outback, here in our great southern land. From the stockmen in the high country to the drovers midst the dust, from red soil plains to snowy peaks, tin shacks now full of rust. The tales of hard-fought mateship we have passed their stories on, and reflect upon from time to time to honor all who've gone. If I could walk for a minute in his shoes, I would learn more about life than reading any news. And the one thing that is sure is each sunrise, with the passing of a bushman, another tall. With the passing of a bushman, another tall gum cries.
There you go, folks. That is Rob Breeze. The album is called A Cowboy's Concerto, and that is the single from it, The Passing of a Bushman. Now, I did interview Rob a few weeks ago before the album came out, and I now have a copy of it in my hand, in my studio. He sent it to me, and I've also got a couple of giveaways. So when we get this special happening, where we're going to talk to Rob track to track, you could find yourself winning a copy of this brand new album, A Cowboy's Concerto. So make sure you keep tuning into it, and you never know. You could be one of the lucky winners. Now, I've got to play a request. This one's going out to Mick from Carlton in Tasmania. He first heard me play a song by Vanessa about a month ago, and he regularly now messages me and says, can I hear another track from this beautiful lady? Oh, look, the album is called Life, Love and Memories, and so many great songs on this particular album. The one he's asked me for this afternoon, listeners, is a number called Grandpa. Thanks for connecting, Mick. Straight after this, I got a request for Karen from Penrith in Sydney, Western Sydney, New South Wales.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. And Grandpa, it's wandered back Was a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say? Did families really bow their heads to pray? Did daddies really never go away? Oh, oh, grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Grandpa, everything is changing fast. We call it progress, but I just don't know. And Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. It's a promise, really something people kept, not just something they would say.
There we go, folks. That is Grandpa, Vanessa Sanger, from her Life, Love and Memories album, going out to Mick at Carlton. I've got to let you know, listeners, there's 11 tracks on that album, Life, Love and Memories. Okay, you can tune into it on Spotify if you like. Sarah's Memory, Grandpa, I've Never Been to Me, Do It All Over Again, Tear-Stained Eyes, wow. Play Me, this is another one of my favourites, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, absolutely adore that song. Darling Billy, 16th Avenue, The River, Reasons to Cry, and the classic Stand By Your Man. So why not check it out, and if you want to maybe get a copy of it, Vanessa is on Facebook, so why not just message her, and you can do it that way. I've got to send a song out now, because we're almost out of time. I've only got 5 minutes to go. Gosh, an hour on this show just flies. Unbelievable. Quick. It's crazy. And it's also syndicated to 87.6 now, this show, which is a 24-hour country channel. It's called Backwater Country, 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 country radio, and also 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula there in Tasmania. And for anybody interested in Aussie flashbacks, it is now going live from 4 p.m. on 97.7 Tasman FM as of today. If you don't get to hear it live, you can check it out as a podcast on allaussieradio.com.au. Anybody wishing requests, follow me on Facebook, All Aussie Radio on Facebook. Send me your name, the town, the suburb, the state you're from, and any requests you want, anything at all, as long as it's Aussie, and I will play it for you. This next one is going out to Karen. Karen is from Penrith in Western Sydney, and she's asked me for an old Casey Chambers track. Casey Chambers. The number is called Not Pretty Enough.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Don't I make you laugh? Should I try it harder? Why do you see right through me?
Oh, there we go, folks. That is the last song for the afternoon here on Corner Country. What is called Not Pretty Enough, Casey Chambers, and that one's going out to Karen in Penrith. Folks, it's time for me to hang up the headphones. Yeah, I've got to put the horse in the stable, kick back on the porch, have a beer, maybe have a Jack, maybe have a beer and a Jack. Oh, I'm not sure. Do stick around, though, because Raymond Oz is about to kick off until 4 o'clock, and then from 4 till 7, all Aussie Radio is bringing you Aussie Flashbacks, the request show where you, the listeners, get to program the program. So until next week, folks, I'm hanging up the headphones. Yee-haw! See you all somewhere around Corner Country.